This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Starting a family can look different for everyone, but what happens when the path includes surrogacy? How do people even begin, and who helps guide the way? And what's it like once you're actually on the journey? Well, this weekend in Melbourne, an event is bringing together people from across the country to answer those exact questions and share experiences you don't usually hear on the outside. Sam Everingham is the founder of Growing Families, and he's been helping intended parents navigate this space for more than a decade. Joins us now. Sam, welcome to Drive.
G'day, Warren. Nice to be here.
For people who are just beginning to explore surrogacy, what are the big questions on their minds usually?
Look, the big things really are, am I going to find, do I know someone who could be my egg donor, who's a family member or friend, or am I going to have to outsource that to an IVF sort of clinic? And really, am I going to do the process sort of here in Australia or overseas? And that comes down to really, you know, how lucky you are sometimes in finding a surrogate locally versus people who sometimes think, no, I just rather professional support and do it overseas for that reason too.
Yeah, the National Surrogacy and Donor Conception Conference is happening. What tell us about that.
So we've been doing that since about 2012, I think was the first one, so 13 years now. And this year, it's since go between Melbourne and Sydney, this year to Melbourne at the end of this month, 26, 27 of July. And it's really a space where, a safe space for the community to come together and learn about these processes from people who've been surrogates, who've been egg donors, who've been parents through surrogacy. And we do a day on the Saturday devoted to domestic arrangements, and a day on the Sunday to do overseas stuff. Just to really hear firsthand from people who've got lived experience of these processes, because it is a daunting task to go through. Knowing from firsthand experience, having done it ourselves, my husband and I, it was pretty tough. And so a lot of people really love the opportunity to come together and connect with potential surrogates and other people.
Sam, in your experience, I suppose, what are some of the biggest surprises people do come across on their surrogacy journey?
Look, it's a really good question. I mean, the main ones are, we had an egg donor, but we made so few embryos, or we made no embryos at all because the egg donor just didn't work out. Another key or common surprise is, we had a surrogate lined up and she's changed her mind now, and that's really common. It's just such a big ask to do this that a lot of women just realise they can't go ahead with it. So that's common. Having to change horses is big, you know. But people go ahead and make embryos locally and they're going to find a surrogate and then they can't. And then so they've got to sort of go to a plan B, which might be sort of doing it somewhere else instead, like overseas. Instead, they're the common things. And I suppose the fourth one is the babies are coming early. And, you know, you're not in the same city as your surrogate often. Mm. Often she, you know, you might be in Melbourne, she might be in Canberra or Sydney or somewhere else. And so getting there for the birth, if the baby comes early, can be quite a challenge. And that's kind of stressful itself.
We're chatting with Sam Everingham from Growing Families. There's a national conference on this weekend in Melbourne. It's all about surrogacy and donor conception. Sam, a lot of people, I imagine, wouldn't realise that there's a big difference between domestic and international surrogacy. What are the main things that people should know?
Look, the key things are for domestic, it's a highly regulated system. So you've got to go through mandatory counselling at the start and legal sessions for you and your surrogate and her partner, if she has one. If you're in Victoria, you've got to get approved by the patient review panel to go ahead. And then you can sort of start the process of embryo transfers. Some of the clinics in Victoria won't even let you make embryos until you have a surrogate ready. Others are sort of more flexible about that. And then the big issues too is because it's altruistic here in Australia, you're expected to look after your surrogate with lots of time and attention and love during the whole process. So it's not a sort of a, you know, here's the embryos, you go for it and coming back at the end. You've really got to be there for your surrogate during the whole way through. And she's doing this not for money, she's doing this for a relationship with the recipients. Whereas overseas, you know, she's getting paid better money for this overseas. It's more professionally managed by agencies, and you might have a much lesser relationship with your surrogate overseas because she doesn't speak English, or she's busy with her own kids, and she doesn't expect as much of a relationship. So it's a very different sort of kettle of fish.
What kind of support do people need beyond, I suppose, just the, you know, the legal and the medical side of things?
Look, the key stuff people need is emotional support. You know, this is a pretty terrifying experience, putting your trust sometimes in someone you don't know, or even if the family member or friend, you know, you're asking a big thing of them, and you do need sort of a lot of support, both at the start to know what could go wrong and how to cope, but also during the process to know how to cope with a failed embryo transfer, or how to choose an egg donor, or how to ship embryos or sperm, how to deal with the paperwork. The paperwork itself is daunting for many people. And, you know, if you're going overseas, how to bring your baby home and deal with government departments. You know, that's a real struggle for many people. And changing laws. You know, the laws in the area are changing all the time. It's so confusing, even for us to keep up with those things. So we provide lots of support in that stuff. And so the conference, end of the month, we'll talk about that kind of support as well.
Now, at the National Surrogacy and Donor Conception Conference, will we hear also from surrogates as well as
parents? Yeah. So we have a panel of Australian surrogates to talk, surrogates from, I think, South Australia, from Victoria, from Queensland, we're all coming in to talk about their journeys. So that's a really important sort of aspect to look at what surrogates are looking for, intending parents, you know, how you can support your surrogate well. And for us, that 360 education is really important, to hear from all parties and make sure you're thinking about all aspects of it.
I think there's something really big about hearing people's, you know, real stories. What's it like, I suppose, being in the room when people do start to open up to each other and you hear them?
Oh, God, I remember a few of the conferences we used to run. Well, that still happens where, you know, there's people who are in tears sometimes because these are things, pretty emotional journeys. And I've moderated panels where, there's been surrogates or parents reduced to tears because it was a really tough experience, they're accounting about things that maybe went wrong or things were really joyous, you know. And it is it's a supportive environment, you know, for some, you know, more heterosexual couples who've had failed IVF, it could be confronting. But for the gay guys, they find it a really sort of empowering, kind of supportive thing to realise they're not the only ones wanting to have kids, and there are other people who've been through the hard yards and done it too.
Sam, before we let you go, the most important question, how can we find out more about the conference? And
So the growingfamilies.org website is the best place to go. And there's a tab on that which says events, and you can just look at that, and it's got the full programs for both days. Some people come just for the domestic day or just for the international day or both. There's a community dinner on the Saturday night. So all those things are on the website there for people to have a look at.
Fantastic. Sam, great to chat with you.
Thanks, Warren. You too.
Thank you. That was Sam Everingham, founder of Growing Families. For all the details about the National Surrogacy and Donor Conception Conference, you can head to growingfamilies.org.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.